Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a roof open, toxic Tuesday here in the G-Bag Nation. That's right, your Texas Rangers back in action tonight. And the roof will be open at Globe Life Field as of right now. Things could change, but as of right now, they'll be open. We'll talk with Hobie Milner, your Rangers reliever, at 3:20. Jared Sandler will join the show as well. Hour number one of the G-Bag Nation, Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, the great Brian Broaddus, Super Bowl winning scout. We got Draft 101 coming up on Thursday right here, 4131 North Central Expressway. And we got free Whataburger for you. In fact, yeah. Shout out to the Whataburger gods, as Lucius Alexander and Carter Freeman. All of us have been able to enjoy some delicious Whataburger today.
Yeah, thanks to Travis and to Ruby and to all. The mushroom burger was outstanding. Lucius got the his double meat pattied with the bacon. I think he approved of that. Lucius, am I on board with that?
It's very hoodish. Very hood adjacent. It's fantastic. I feel like the cook had a cigarette behind his ear when he made that damn thing.
Well, they were driving around. The guys at Whataburger were driving around when they heard you mention that. So there might be a burger named after you.
Let's go.
Thank you to Travis and to Ruby over here by us. And look forward to having everybody in for Draft 101.
6:45, show up on Thursday. No sign up required. No sign up. Just show on up.
Come in and park. Come in. And we always encourage, even if you're not a Cowboy fan, we'll take your draft questions for other teams too if you want to show up as well.
And tomorrow we'll be out at Shell Shack right off Henderson here in Dallas for a live G-Bag Nation 2 to 6:30. So come on out tomorrow. And then Friday at the Globe. So this is quite the party. Yeah, the Dodgers are in town. Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman and company, Chris Woodward. New first base coach back there with the Dodgers as our former skipper. But we've got tons of things to get to. Of course, Paige Beckers, we broke that last night. Your newest member of the Dallas Wings, the number one overall pick, created quite a stir. The Tex-Mex versus barbecue conversation. Was listening to that on the morning show, 877-881-1053. Choose your fighter. Is it the Tex-Mex? Is it the barbecue? I do agree with Sean. I think the consistency of the Tex-Mex here in Dallas is the truth. You know what you're going to get. Barbecue can be hit or miss. I would probably prefer a delicious barbecue meal, but I think the consistency is what's going to trump it for me, and I'd lean the Tex-Mex.
Wow, that's a take. I mean, they're both fantastic. It is definitely a heavyweight bout between the two, Wolchuk, but I'm going barbecue on this particular one.
I mean, really, Tex-Q with Hurtado, it's kind of the best of both worlds.
You've got to be able to, if you want to incorporate both, the combination, you have to get them both right.
Yeah.
You can't just let one try and be, okay, I'm going to do Tex-Mex, but I'm going to do it because I'm really got a barbecue background. You know, you have to have the ability to kind of marry the two. And I think there's a lot of guys and gals around here that have done that. So, you know, I that's a hard one for me to choose. I grew up in a barbecue family. You know, Sonny Bryan's is my family from way, way back. Matter of fact, my family goes back to 1910 here in Dallas with barbecue.
Damn.
So
legendary.
One of the originals.
I'll tell you this though, there's some great barbecue places, and Hurtado, one of the best. when we get a chance to go to the Pecan Lodge, you know, with what they've done.
It's always good.
You know, I was trying to explain that to my mom and dad. My mom is, you know, Sonny Bryan's sister. And I was trying to explain to my mom and dad how good that barbecue is. So, yeah, it's you just got to make sure you get them both right. You just can't say one just to overpower the other. But, man, we've a lot of guys and gals got it right in this town for sure.
Absolutely. We did have Stephen Jones on earlier with the KNC Masterpiece saying, I don't necessarily see us moving up based on the way the board is coming together, but could see a situation where we move down. I think everybody's trying to move down. Carolina is wanting to move down from pick 8. Maybe the Giants are trying to add some chum in the water with the Shedeur Sanders visit.
Maybe they're
actually interested. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Everybody seems like they'd like to move down, but can you get somebody to move on up? That's really the question.
Yeah, and that's probably going to be tough sledding. But the quarterbacks, I mean, if Shedeur is going to slip past New Orleans, I think that's when you start having some real conversations about, okay, which teams feel like they need to get aggressive now if they want to be able to land him. But to me, that's the only position that is going to be, you know, where teams are interested in moving up.
What would you think if teams said that they had Jackson Dart on their board better than Sanders?
I wouldn't be surprised by it. I think there are some teams that probably have Jackson Dart ahead of Shedeur.
I wonder if Jackson Dart, we have Sanders as a trade-up possibility.
Yeah.
But I wonder if Jackson Dart's a trade-up possibility here. And I think it's interesting about with Milroe. Can Milroe be a first-round guy too?
Right.
You know, that's where I'm just, man, these quarterbacks, it's a hard position to evaluate.
It is.
John Schneider, he went out on the, you know, whose podcast was he on yesterday? He was on some show.
It was, I mean, I know NFL Network.
NFL. They were carrying it. But Johnny said, he's like, listen, you think these quarterbacks aren't any good? I'd be careful of that. I do think there's some really interesting guys. I mean, the fact that I liked Will Howard from Ohio State as much as I did, you know, because I always thought Will Howard was kind of a blacksmith quarterback. I mean, you know, kind of a come to work, you know, just kind of hang in there, you know, do your job, kind of move on.
Hard hat guy.
Yeah, but he showed more. I mean, they've got talent at Ohio State, but my gosh, somebody had to make the throws, and he did a solid job. So I wonder if some people really, you know, if Johnny's right that, you know, that around the league that people are kind of talking about these quarterbacks a little bit in a good light than in a poor light.
It's going to be interesting in the top 10. What ends up happening there? Because that can end up now. If you get
it starts at Cleveland.
I think Cleveland can really dictate a lot.
Cleveland could dictate which way this draft goes. If they take Sanders, then it's going to go. It's probably going to go with Travis Hunter going to the Giants, and
now we got a scramble.
Carter,
you know, who wants Jackson Dart? Yeah. Do the Jets actually like Jackson Dart? Do the Saints like him?
Right.
Now all of a sudden, if you get three somehow go in the top 10, then maybe somebody does say, hey, I'm going to call up and go get a Milroe. The Shuck stuff from Louisville, is there actually a team that really does love him and thinks he's maybe the guy? So that's where you could maybe start getting a little wild and crazy, like last year with Michael Penix Jr. going to Atlanta. That wasn't something we were really forecasting. We had that conversation today on the draft show. McShay was talking about Mike Tomlin really liking Shedeur Sanders, highly considering drafting him at quarterback if he's on the board at 21. If they like him that much, if he starts to slide, they say we got to move up from 21. So the quarterback stuff is fascinating. It always is in the draft. It could end up being, like we talked about yesterday, maybe it's a Cam Ward goes, and then you don't really see anything happen like with the Will Levis draft, and then we see a bunch of action at the top of the second round. But maybe that is where you could get a trade-up scenario. That'd probably be the perfect world. You get a run on maybe two or three all of a sudden in the top 10. Cowboys could be sitting there at 12. That's when the phone starts to ring.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what you want. You want these quarterbacks to go. You want Shedeur Sanders off the board in the top 10, and you want then you need to have the teams going, okay, Jackson Dart, if we're going to get a guy here in the first round, this is a guy that we're going to have to go move up for. But this is mostly, it feels like, a draft filled with quarterbacks that are going to be awesome backups.
How about team with F these picks coming from 26 up the board?
Hey, Rams are going to be aggressive.
You know what I'm saying? If they are F these picks, and maybe not afraid. Detroit did that a little bit with Dallas.
Detroit's very aggressive.
Detroit did that. They're like, listen.
With Tyrion Arnold.
Yeah, with Tyrion Arnold. We want this corner. We're not going to let this corner go any further. You know, so they gave you value plus. So I wonder if our guy there, Les Snead in at St. Louis is sitting there thinking, St. Louis, in Los Angeles is saying, Maybe I need to go get one of these guys.
To get our guy of the future.
Yeah.
Hey, not a bad thought.
Would you go all the way to 26?
From 12? It depends on what the offer is. Yeah. I'd consider it if the offer is good enough. I mean, are they giving us extra two?
I don't know if the Rams even have a two.
Yeah, we'd have to look. I think they're back now.
They stabilized their draft.
It's been enough years now where I think they're ready to rock again. And I think that they're cooking.
I guess
with
I could look
picks,
that up.
But we can check that. Congratulations to the legend that is Tyron Smith, who is set to sign a 1-day contract, retire with the Dallas Cowboys, one of the best to ever do it. 5-time All-Pro, 8-time Pro Bowler, 13 years with the Cowboys, had his final year with the Jets, 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 Jets. And this sets up for what could be an incredible Hall of Fame class for your Cowboys. Zach Martin and Tyron Smith are now retiring in the same offseason. They will both be eligible for the 2030 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. Both 2010 All-Decade team members, 14 combined All-Pros, 17 combined Pro Bowls. Can we get them in the same class? I think that would be pretty magical.
It would be phenomenal. But I do think there's a chance that it actually ends up hurting one of them, if not both of them. I don't know, because I don't know how voters are going to feel putting two guys in the same position group from the same team on the same ballot. I think that might be something that ends up working against them.
Oh. Yeah, I think Zach Martin for sure would be a first ballot. I think it might hurt Tyron. What do we got?
Rams don't have a second.
No two?
Nope.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then no. Nope.
They traded that to Carolina.
Who'd they get?
They traded it for the chance to draft Braden Fisk with the 39th.
Hey, that worked out pretty damn well.
They traded with Carolina.
And shout out to the 214 for texting that in as well. Bad one for the Stars last night. 6-game losing streak. First time Pete DeBoer has had that since he started his coaching career here in Dallas. And it's this damn third period, dude.
Yep.
The goal differential in the third period during this skid, minus 13. It's the worst in the NHL. They're getting outshot at a terrible rate. Now, they are sitting and resting some players. Thomas Harley and Esa Lindell. They've rested now back-to-back games. And the Jamie Benn, we thought goal 400, that ends up being taken away. They gave it to Leon Bischel. So you're still hunting for goal 400 for Jamie Benn. And how awkward is that? You've got the celebration.
It's so
we got
awkward,
the social
dude.
Media posts. And then we get the stat correction like 10 minutes later. Ooh, about that. So sorry. You're still waiting with goal number 399. That stinks, dude.
It does. It's salt in the wound right now when there's like nothing really positive going on. That was one kind of cool thing. Little benchmark moment there for your captain, and then nope, never mind, not the case. I do think it's more funny than anything, though.
Yeah, Pete DeBoer said right now it's about Saturday night, which will be their first game in the series against Colorado. You make choices at this time of year. Do you address your lineup and win games, or do you rest guys and prepare for Saturday? So we're obviously choosing the latter. So
yes.
They're just trying to make sure their team's ready to rock. They're locked in where they are, you know, and they play again tomorrow. They'll end the season against Nashville. And we'll see if Tyler Seguin ends up playing tomorrow night. There is a possibility he's ready to go. Maybe they just wait and say, hey, game one, we'll play on Saturday, Tyler. But Seg should be back and ready to rock, and then we'll just be on Miro watch, depending on how this series goes. Maybe they can avoid it. I know we'll make our picks later on. I know where you're leaning, Brian. We've talked about it, but we can save that. We can save that for later. And then we just got confirmation. One of the few selected reporters that were in the Nico Harrison presser today, Tim Cato, All-City Dallas, he's going to join us tomorrow at 3:20. He's going to give us the inside scoop on what went down with this presser. He did have one comment on the All-City podcast that Mavs CEO Rick Welts, this was with Rick Welts and Nico Harrison.
Oh, this is, hey, everybody just prep your bodies for
this is ridiculous.
The stupid thing that Walchuk's going to have to say, but this isn't Walchuk saying.
I hope I'm getting ball sacked on this. I hope this is somebody heard this wrong and this is not what happened, but we'll ask Tim about this tomorrow. Mavs CEO Rick Welts compared the Luka trade to his former team, the Golden State Warriors, trading Monte Ellis for Andrew Bogut in 2012. What?
I trust.
Come on, man. We're all looking for comparisons here.
I trust Cato's report. This was a planned thing on the Mavs' behalf. Yeah. They had like all their phrases that they wanted to throw out there, all of their little analogies or whatever.
It's crazy.
And it's defense wins championships. And oh yeah, Luka's a lot like Monte Ellis. I mean, that is the. the tone deafness, stupidity of all of this, it's one of the darker comedies in sports that I've ever experienced.
It feels like overnight they just turned into the Phoenix Suns. And the likelihood is they probably do try and trade for Kevin Durant, and they're going to give away any symbol of youth that they've got on the team. They'll probably give up Derek Lively. They'll probably give away PJ Washington. They'll probably give away whatever rest of their first round picks they've got. And they'll try and get KD, AD, and Kyrie together. And I don't know how many games they'll even all play together. It'll be just like what happened in Phoenix, where they're like, yeah, let's do Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and KD. And it ends up just being an absolute nightmare. I mean, it's so crazy what has happened to this organization. We were looking at them thinking, what's the Athletic doing not having them as a top 10 front office in the NBA right now after all the moves that Nico is making? And now it's just, goodness gracious, this
they've nuked it.
They're a shell of themselves.
Can anybody really in good conscience sit down and act like they're going to care for four quarters about that ridiculous play-in game tomorrow night?
Yes, I am.
That is just
saying it in good conscience.
I am, and I'm saying it. You know what? I've got to do this.
Isn't that maddening?
I signed up for this.
That's a real quote. That's a real quote Walchuk just read.
I signed up.
You signed up. Didn't sign up for that. You didn't sign up for Luka Doncic's Monte Ellis, and I've been here before.
I didn't
Tim
sign
Wells.
Up for that.
Everybody hang tight. This is going to be fine.
I signed up for seeing this thing through, Eric. Kind of like we did for the Cowboys season. I signed up, you know? So I'm in. Yes.
I'm in.
I'm going to watch. And if they get beat, I'm going to come on and talk about it. And, you know, and I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions. What you saw.
I can't
wait. Eric, what about in the third when, you know, at the 7:24 mark?
There was a game last night?
They were playing? Apparently Nico just kept reiterating defense wins championships. Wins championships.
Right, here we go.
How's the defense been?
How's anything been, right? Chuck? Nothing's been good.
Guys.
This whole thing is just it's as mind-boggling as it gets, dude.
I'm just in a world of misery.
It's jarring how ridiculous they sound.
It is.
And again, like they made the trade, they had the next day presser, and Nico's talking out of his neck, and then now all these months later, you're not even going to allow cameras, you're not going to allow audio equipment to record it. You're just doing some like halfway on off the record, and you just belch out defense wins championships and Luka Doncic is Monte Ellis.
And we don't
have a great day, guys.
Hey,
no regrets.
Eric,
enjoy your Tuesday. We'll see you at the playing game tomorrow.
Eric.
Except, no, you won't. I hope it pulls a negative in the ratings.
I'm in, Nico. I'm in with you. I'm in for the playing game. I don't know about him.
You're a sick, sick puppy.
I want to. Is there anything they could say to make you feel any better?
Yeah, I honestly, I wish you would say I regret it. I wish you would just say, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. I overreacted, and I shouldn't have done this, and I'm sorry. We're going to find a way to make it right.
I think if he gets let go and he's no longer working here, I don't know if you'll get that from him, but that's where you'll get that.
Down the line. Well, he said he's got 3 more years left on his contract. He plans to see it through, but yes.
It's kind of like our guy Haslam, right, from the Browns. Jimmy Haslam.
Jimmy.
Now, but Watson's still on the team.
Jimmy's he's kind of like, that was terrible.
We messed up.
That you want to blame anybody, blame me and D.
Yeah.
Blame me and D for doing this. We're the ones that did this.
And A17, I know you're a loyal MFFL, but this is not slander of the playoffs. This is slander of everything that they've done to prevent themselves from being in the playoffs.
You're boycotting
they're in the
playoffs.
Play-in, yeah. Dude. Yeah. They boycotted the playoffs themselves when they made this disaster of a move.
Yeah.
They did this.
Yeah,
so,
I still
we're not talking
Mavericks,
about playoffs because they're not in the playoffs.
This has been rough. This is very serious.
We're in the playoffs play-in game.
Just very quickly before we we move on to the other side here, we do have officers that are responding to a reported shooting at Wilmer Hutchins High School.
I see Lucius
right
has got
now.
That up on the screen.
Of course, our sister station, News Radio 1080 KRLD, has more information on that. If we get more, we will certainly pass that along. That is a very scary situation, so we will continue to monitor that and let you know if we get any more detail. But let's do a little chuck wagon coming up on the other side, then we'll go right into G-Bag of the Day. We've got more transfer quarterback fallout. The WNBA is rejecting this star and a Florida woman. That's next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay, so we have some updates here. There was an active shooter call prompted at just after 1 p.m. this afternoon, Wilmer Hutchins High School. And by 1:45 p.m., the active threat had ended. By 2:15, the campus had been secured. Crews were dispatched to the scene at 1:06 p.m., and it was due to a shooting incident. And there were gunshots reportedly heard inside the building. It was a teen male that was shot in the leg. The victim was in stable condition, but no more details about his condition was immediately available. Three people in total were transported from the scene, but it wasn't clear how many of those were shooting victims. So that's where things stand right now with the unfortunate news coming out of Wilmer Hutchins High School. We'll continue to keep you posted on that. And our sister station, 1080 KRLD, will be all over it. So definitely not how we wanted to kick off the program today, but that is what is happening. All right, we got a chuck wagon for you, and then we'll get you to the G-Bag of the Day here in about 5 minutes. Segment here in the Nation brought to you by the Frankels, 214-333-3333. And Cars for Kids, donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's that wagon.
Thank you very much, Eric. All right, so we got more fallout from Nico Iamaleivan as his father now is talking about all the NIL offers that Nico is getting after he said, you know, I'm out of Tennessee. We did have Dan Lanning, who refused to deny that he was the one who tipped off Josh Heupel. So he was the one that tipped off Josh Heupel. But I guess Nico's father is saying that he has already got offers that are better than what Nico was going to get from Tennessee by a lot. Mm. Tulane and a lot of other schools, yes, is what he said. Y'all in the media need to understand this is business first. and we allowed to seek opportunities elsewhere. Nico has offers over $4 million. That's according to Blue Blood Bias.
I hope that's a fact. If not, he's going to lose his son.
Yeah.
Because somebody's going to get in his son's ear and be like, hey, man, your dad's ruined your career for you. Mm-hmm. I can do something for you. I can help you out.
Yeah,
man, this could get real bad. Yeah. I mean, because I'm seeing the other side of it where Pete Nakos of On3 Sports is saying that multiple schools are waiting to see if Nico and his financial demands drop in the coming days. Yeah. Multiple programs are ready to become contenders for his services if he is open to a deal closer to $1 million.
Yeah.
Which is far less than what he was already making at Tennessee. So this could really be blowing up in their faces.
2.9, did we say, or 3.0? What I say?
Anywhere from 2.5 to 3 million is what he was making.
I think it was 3.1 or something like that.
And he wanted 4 million.
Right. The mm-hmm. quarterback now at Michigan, who hasn't played a down yet for the Wolverines, is making 2.9.
Yeah, Underwood.
Underwood. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we talked about it yesterday, but you got like Carson Beck and Darian Mensah, who are getting paid $4 million at Georgia.
Garrett Nussmeier.
And Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, but yeah. Hey, that's a guy that could have probably been a first-round draft pick, and then LSU's going to pay to go ahead and make sure you bring him back. This is a totally different situation, and the other thing is why you have teams that are probably hesitant to go ahead and bring him in is I was listening to some reports that it can divide the locker room. There's a very, very different approaches and opinions of this, and most people are thinking – this isn't right. I mean, this guy he's the quarterback of the team, and he was willing to skip a college football playoff game.
Exactly.
That's not the standard that we want to set for our program.
And this could only be somewhat palatable. I think there would be a locker room divide no matter what to some extent, but it would be much more palatable if this particular player was the clear best quarterback in college football, if he was an otherworldly type talent that was off an extremely productive season, then certainly that could help soften the blow a little bit. But that's not what we're dealing with. That's what makes this so ridiculous is they just don't have the self-awareness of what type of talent you are, or at least to what you've proven to this point. You've just been regressing. So it's like, there's no way you can get everybody on board at a program. No. Even if a head coach is like, hey, I'm on the hot seat. I gotta get a talented quarterback in here. The coaching staff and the players will never have the respect for that kid.
Well, and the other...
especially when he's running the ball out of bounds as time's expiring instead of giving his team a chance to win at the end when they're trailing versus Arkansas.
Just absolutely no awareness. And then some are wondering, okay, well, if he's trying to just cash in this much in college, is he not a guy that thinks that he's got much of an NFL future? Because eventually you're going to end up making money. If you're a five-star recruit, you've got the talent. Do you not project yourself being a $20 million... quarter player, if you're wrapped in the first round.
Yeah, we thought that of Spencer Rattler, too. Remember how that all went down.
Well, and Carson Beck was projected to be a first-round pick. And I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen to him with Miami.
He sure doesn't look like a first-round pick.
Not at all.
The way he plays.
Not at all. Shout-out to Haley Van Lith. She did go in the first round to the Chicago Sky TCU zone.
Reuniting with Angel Reese.
Pretty cool. Your former LSU Tigers getting together there.
Did they not get along?
They got along.
They got along okay. It's the rest of the team that didn't get along with her, right?
I think it was her and Mulkey. I don't know if they saw eye to eye. And she just didn't really fit what they wanted to do there.
Well, Kim's not the easiest person to get along with, but also, too, she was a former point guard herself.
Yeah. Sounds like they're friendly. Yeah. Like Angel Reese was excited.
Well, good. She did. I saw where she tweeted out, hey, you know, like that kind of that positive message. I just didn't know if they completely got along there at LSU as a team.
Sedona Prince did not get drafted. The controversial TCU Horned Frog star, 6'7", Texas native, averaged 17-9, and an NCAA best 3 blocks per game. She goes undrafted, and I guess TCU fans were celebrating that. There are a lot of people that are not fans of hers. There's some allegations that have been brought up against her.
Okay.
But she's not been found
guilty of
any wrongdoing.
Yeah, that's what I
was. What are the allegations?
Did she put hands on a spouse or something like that?
She's accused by not one, not two, not three, but 4 women of either sexual abuse or domestic violence in recent months. But her attorney has denied all accusations.
She's 6'7", you said?
That's what an attorney should do.
Mm. So, I guess the rest of the WNBA said we're not going to risk this one. So we'll see what happens with her future. Without further ado on that note, let's hand things over to Lucius Alexander for G-Bag of the Day.
I think Lucius was setting you up. He knew.
Thank you, Lucius.
Lucius knew what was going on there.
Them girls be fighting, bro. I'll tell you what. Them girls be fighting. Then Brittany?
Yeah,
named Brittany?
Brittany Griner.
Did she throw some boo-boo at one of her peoples? Threw some dog boo-boo.
What?
Picked up some dog boo-boo and threw it. Why don't you clean up after your dog? Fail!
We have restroom revelations coming up here in about 10 minutes, Lucius. That just got added to the docket. I'm all over this
fire
thing.
Off on me with some boo-boo, bro.
Oh, that's a fight to the death after that, I believe.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we got here. Bing, bing, ding, bum, 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 bum. Oh, shoot. Bobby Belt. Remember the Titan. This is our winner. Yes. Tolo's voted for this one right here. This is a diss track to the Nosebleed Boys, Eric and Zach. So they have to sit up here and listen to this track about them, insulting them. Mm-hmm. And not only that, I found out yesterday that voice on there, the lady, is Woolchuck's sister.
That's right.
What? It's diabolical. Did you text your sister, bro?
No, I'm not speaking to her.
I was about to say, what terms are going on?
Okay, because,
I was supposed to host her 30th birthday for her on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's canceled. She can find something else to do.
Yeah, that text be left on red, bro. All right, here we go.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Woolchuck.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
Jeez.
Turn it on, leave it on. Pick a platform, radio, stream, YouTube, or the Twitch. Young Bobby hit the bleeds like a crash car. Go and inject me in the beat, and I'll leave you with track marks. Didn't have to be this way, but I'll go to round 8. Overdosing bars, I'm a single mom in South Lake. Kill it in the AM, yeah, you know we got a who's who. Rating so big, you would think they took a blue chew. That's a blue pill, but Wooly needs a red one. Better get some yeast if you wanna raise your bread, son. Since we telling truth, let's open up about the past, bro. Chio still ain't over, getting froze out of the draft show. Man, it broke, go to Brian. You can talk through it. Use your words because your mouth ain't just for Hawk Tua. Yeah, I wish I had a house sitting on a happy perch. But I'm not like Eric getting favors from my daddy's church. Christ would help the poor, put him on his back. Eric closed the door, said, I ain't paying tax. While we're talking cash, hey, Wooly, where's my money, dude? Know you owe me 50 bucks from Cali back in 22.
That damn Hawk Tua line. So damn.
There are some funny lines.
Really pisses me off how funny it is.
Yeah, some fantastic lines in this joint.
Yeah. Super fantastic. Overall, obviously average, you know, but definitely some good lines.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
mid, bro. That's mild, really. If you ask me, it's mild.
Could have been way better.
I am like scratching and clawing to get this this feces throwing Brittany Griner. Yeah. I'm having trouble. I wonder if it's a different big man in the league.
Shoot, somebody was throwing boo-boo at each other. I'll find it for you, bro. I hope I wasn't looking at one of those ball sack boys' names.
So it was really Shaq.
You know what I mean? I hope I am.
Those ball sack.
Because I've been rocking with that one for a long time. Oh, like, Brittany was throwing boo-boo? That's crazy. Hey, Broadus, I was thinking about you when I seen this one right here. There was a man in the gym. He had his phone out and everything, recording himself, checking his muscles, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Looking at his gains and whatnot.
No.
He was in the gym restroom.
Oh, no.
With the camera.
No.
And was told to stop recording and check the dude.
You're not supposed to be videotaping in here.
I'm videotaping myself.
You're not supposed to be videotaping in here.
Why are you talking to me like that? Why are you talking to me like that? Do you know me? You got an issue with me or something?
I'm going to tell the manager
right now. Go tell whoever you want. Go tell whoever you want. All you had to say was, yo, can you stop videotaping? You're not supposed to record here. I would be like, okay. You said it with her. You said it with attitude. You said it with attitude. And I'm saying it how I said it. And I just said it. F*** you talking about. F*** out of here. We going to go outside? You want to go outside? Just stop talking to me like that. Show some respect. What you had to say was, you don't got to record it. You can't record it here. I would simply say, all right, you're right, sir. I apologize. I would stop my video. You say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. All that flexing shit don't mean nothing to me. What's wrong with you?
Do you think he's being honest, though, like if he actually did say it in that?
I feel like he said it like that a little bit.
Yeah, I think that he just was ticking it anyway.
You're not supposed to be videotaping in here.
He did say it kind of mean.
Yeah, there's a violent, aggressive inflection. Yeah.
I mean, the guy's got pipes, honestly. I mean, he can't help that.
Videotaping
this dude's
you're
got T-levels.
You're videotaping in here.
Through the
it's
roof.
Like the guy from the Long Mile.
But these schmoes, it's constant. Every time you go into the gym locker room, somebody's videoing themselves. Yeah. It's like this. Like, do you have any type of common sense about where you are?
No safe space anymore.
I would have never known they were arguing, too, if I was walked in the gym, like, trying to wash my hands in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And you hear somebody in the back room, like, drying their hands.
Mm.
I would have never known they were arguing. Had my headphones on. There's a whole fight about to happen right here, and I'm just...
You're just grooving.
Like a fool. Listening to Boys the Men. BBD is Boys the Men.
Just jamming.
This is jamming, bro. All right, let's see. The Brave sideline reporter. You guys seen that?
Man, this is incredible. Yeah, this is incredible. Yeah.
Wiley Ballard.
Yeah.
Asked a woman for a phone number. Well, he made it sound like them fools made him ask.
Five innings, four innings to get the numbers. Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she doesn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable. So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
I am without speech.
First time. I'm a little nervous.
Broadcast history.
Boy, that right there is split right down the middle on the interwebs.
Dude.
Yeah, people are mad and people are like, hey, I understand the game.
Yeah.
So they don't like the fact that he did that?
They said it's unprofessional. You put that lady on the spot.
The hell is professional these days?
Just for a number.
We got Bobby on radio. Come on.
She didn't seem to care too much about it. I get it. This is a tough one. But ultimately, no harm, no foul. It's really not that big of a deal. We're out here having a good time at a Braves game.
You didn't want it. They wanted it. They asked. Who are they?
I'd like to see them have happily ever after this.
Yeah.
Stick it to all the people that are butthurt.
They get married at a Braves game.
I like how he didn't stand on it, though. Hey, they want me to ask for your number.
I know.
Man, just get that number, bro.
Yeah, get that thing.
Get that thing, dog. All right, let's see what else I got. I got one more. I got a few more, but I just don't know which one to pick. Beebidi-ba-da-ba-dee-ba. I get this one out the way. Isaiah Thomas over the weekend doesn't like LeBron warming up with no shirt on. Now, this was like 45 minutes before people walked into the gym, right?
Yeah.
So he was kind of wrong.
This is pre-game.
I just totally 100% object to this. And if I was your GM or coach,
me too.
I would never let one of my players walk out on the floor looking like this. I mean, we are a professional NBA league.
Yeah.
We ain't summer league. We ain't at the YMCA.
Listen, I think coaches got to go back to suits.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. I just think the professionalism in our NBA league has diminished so much. And I like LeBron. I'm a fan of his, so forth and so
Mike
on.
Like Dawson.
But to walk out on the floor before a game with no shirt on and shoot. I mean, come on, man. Where we at? What we doing? Oh. Where we at? Now, if you want to, Adam Silver, if you want to find somebody, find that. Put a fine on that.
What is he saying there? That's ridiculous.
He almost went full CA.
That's the soapbox you want to get on right there?
That's hilarious to me. You got your shirt off shooting a ball? I can't believe this is so professional.
He's so
this
jealous.
This league.
He's so jealous how shredded LeBron is. Yeah, Isaiah Thomas is like, man, we're not all built like that. Cover up.
It's not fair.
All weekend, a photo of Isaiah Thomas choking out the coach. Which is trending. Talk about professionalism, Isaiah. How about this one?
Yeah, come on now, Isaiah. All right, that's good stuff here. Is it the one-time champ Bobby Belt with the disc to me and Wolchuk, the gym bros, locker room beef, Braves reporter shooting his shot, or Isaiah Thomas, respect police? Got to give it to the champ, man. He deserves it. Lucius?
Man, that's your sister, bro.
Yeah, I know. I'm not voting for that ever
again. Good for you.
That is not going to be voted on by me.
Good for you, because I am.
Two to nothing.
I thought we were bros. I'm just trying to make it interesting.
I really like the idea of making him another four-time honorary, because I know how much he sulked and sobbed and cried. It was emotional for him. That's really all we got now in terms of retaliation.
I'm going to go with the Braves sideline reporter.
Okay, 2-1 brought us.
Yeah, Bobby.
Okay, 3-1.
Screw you too, Brian.
Still your G-Bag of the Day champion, Bobby Belt, with a very mid-diss. Okay, coming up next, restroom revelations. We'll see if this Griner poo story is real, but there's a couple of other very true poo stories that are frustrating.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Next in the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. We got NFL news of the day coming up at the top of the hour as we get closer and closer to the NFL draft. But right now, how about we do some restroom revelation, Sean?
Yes. Brittany Griner, there's a New Mexico high schooler that is in some trouble and a police chief that is fit for a straitjacket after this. When I asked the Twitter AI about Brittany Griner and dog poo, they said there's no record or credible information connecting her to any incident involving dog poop. Mm. The search results did bring up an unrelated 2007 story about Britney Spears and a photo shoot mishap with dog poop.
Dancing with a katana.
She's slicing the poo like Fruit Ninja.
Yeah, Poo Ninja.
Yeah, I think one of them internet sites got me with the Britney Griner stuff because there was a doggy bowl thrown during an argument with her girlfriend.
I can believe it.
And they fought on the ground for 6 minutes, which is a long time for fighting, bro.
That is your
stamina.
You're gassed
fight
after
for
that.
6 minutes on the ground, jeez. Right?
Well, she's a ball player, man. She's got that stamina. Okay, New Mexico high school baseball player hit with criminal charges for allegedly peeing an opposing team's water cooler.
Oh.
Practical joke. Hey, you know what would be funny? Go take a leak in their Gatorade. They're going to think nothing of it. Then you just watch them the whole time hydrating on your urine. I mean, that's mental warfare right there. That's a competitive spirit that obviously has got to be reined in a little bit, but you'd certainly have to rein a guy in over having to, you know,
didn't
push
we have
him
a situation
really
with
balls
a,
off.
Didn't we have a situation with our quarterback? Was it our Vanderbilt quarterback that peed on the New Mexico logo?
Oh, yeah, it was Diego Pavia.
Yeah.
It was prior to Vandy.
Yeah, he urinated on the logo.
Something's going on in New Mexico with this wanting to pee.
Something's in the water.
Something's in the water.
And I think it's pee.
Yeah.
So this kid, I don't know, the whole team was suspended, and then they got to the bottom of who did it. The kid was like, yeah, I'm sorry, I peed in the jug.
Guilty.
That was me.
I peed in the jug.
This is obviously an awful thing to do, but as a high school kid, I believe that, you know, you can bounce back from this. This doesn't have to be your forever
story. Shaq is somewhere slapping his knee. Got him.
Shaq's like, what do you mean criminal charges, dude? This is hilarious. What?
You can get in trouble for that?
This is sports.
That's illegal. How?
Now, this next guy, this is who he is, because he's not in high school. He's not coming of age. This is a grown man who's a 26-year veteran of law enforcement, and he is a police chief in Hudson County. This is a New York situation. Police chief pooped by desks. Spiked coffee with Viagra. Cops say in list of assault complaints. So this guy.
What are we doing? Seriously, what are we doing?
He's obviously calling this, his exact verbiage on this is false and outrageous.
Yeah, of course it is.
It sounds pretty outrageous. Yeah.
There is a lot of.
Got one of the words right.
Because Viagra pills are not free.
Yeah, and he was also doing Adderall, too. He thought it was just funny. He's just stirring up Viagra and Adderall and then waiting to see
his $200 prank.
His coworkers. Oh, my goodness. Dude. Yeah, waiting to see them just start kind of wigging out on way too much caffeine.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, blood's flowing in places it shouldn't while in the office, and you're just trying to fight crimes, you know? And that's a difficult thing to do. Dropping grumpers at or near a desk is insane. This is college fraternity stuff. And even that is like, it's really just inhumane at every level. It's not even, I say fraternity thing because that's like the only place where you could just be like, okay, I understand that you guys are just completely ridiculous and you were probably hammered.
Sure.
This is a guy who's perpetually over the course of time, this is his bit. This is how he leads the staff. He likes to just, I don't even think in his mind it's overly malicious. I think from what I'm reading, it just seems like this guy just has a clear screw loose and has no idea where to draw lines in terms of office morale and pranks.
How does everybody in the office just deal with this on a regular basis? This happens often.
They finally put their foot down.
Finally.
You're like, you know what? Sarge, you're not going to crap on my desk.
Officer
anymore.
Farva here.
Yeah, this is as ridiculous as it gets, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the punishment's going to be for this particular gentleman. He also did some weird thing with some type of like a needle poke.
What?
A needle poke on into the schwanz of one of his.
Not real.
I'm dead serious.
No.
One of them said he would shave his body hair on people's property.
Yeah.
And their food.
This is after hours? Like, he's just going in there all by himself and just stripping down, taking grumpers and shaving himself?
A quote from one of the frustrated officers. He was also fond of scraping fluids from his underwear onto people's seat in the chief's office. I mean, this guy is... I mean, this is a mental illness. This guy, I mean... He's fit for a straitjacket.
Yeah.
This is a grown adult man.
Text messages were going around. Hey, man, he's eating burritos today, bro. Put your stuff up.
I can't imagine this has been a thing, and they deal with this. This is just life at this police station. They understand
what
goes on.
This dude is 59 years old.
Hmm. Wow.
He's been in the department for 26 years. He comes from a family of officers. But yeah, one of them said, after cornering me in the filing area with no further room for retreat, he sticks a hypodermic needle through my jeans into the tip of my schwanz.
The aim and accuracy there, that just doesn't sound right.
Hypodermic needle, I don't even know exactly what that means, but any type of needle. I mean, this is as criminal as it gets. High school kids, slap on the wrist. Don't do that again. Schmo, knucklehead. We'll laugh about it, though, in about 10 years.
Yeah.
This guy... He doesn't need to see the light of day anymore. This guy's out of his mind. This is deranged.
Yeah.
This doesn't, I don't know.
You're not buying it.
I just, all of this stuff, are you kidding me? Well, this is a police station. Other officers are not going to stand for this.
They stood.
Sounds like it's right out of a Super Troopers film.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a police station in Reno.
This is one of those stories that you wish was a ball sacking.
Is it?
It's not.
Are you sure?
This is 100% factual, dude. This is Yahoo News.
Yahoo News got us here?
Yeah, not Yahoo News. This isn't the morning show cranking out false reports.
The Yahoo News.
This is Yahoo News. This is a real police chief accused of pooing and other things in and around the office.
Maybe there is something that they know is wrong with him, and they're just like going with it.
How
they
can
feel bad?
How can this guy be the chief of police?
I know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What?
What are we? Is he an elected?
Go ahead.
What'd you say?
You're right there.
Elected official.
There you go. I don't know if he's elected, but he's clearly promoted, and it is just it's jarring in every way. So just be careful. We gotta chill with the bathroom pranks of any kind.
Yeah.
You know, don't be peeing in the Gatorade bucket. Don't be dropping deuces on the desk.
But if we don't do,
you know, can we all just agree to that?
If we agree to this, though, you won't have like a segment to do on a weekly basis.
It's fine. Like the 817, this is the worst segment on The Fan and has zero sports meaning to this. And I'm looking forward to, I'm trying not to take my car off the road right now. That's what the 817 said.
We love you, 817.
They're ready to hurt themselves physically.
Yeah. Yeah. We love you. Thank you for listening.
An erected official. Unbelievable.
Erected.
Can't believe that.
I said elected, didn't I? I got it wrong the first time.
You said erected.
It was a Frenchman who plays in the WNBA.
Mm.
Great scouting report. Thank you for that. Restroom revelations, which you can catch on occasion here in the G-Bag Nation. NFL news of the day up next. Which team is laser-focused on a quarterback? Has Kuiper changed his mind on the Cowboys pick? And going on a date with your mom. That's next.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.